Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're up to page 6. Hilchas Nisiyas Kapayim, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, and the halachas of Duchening of Nisiyas Kapayim. And we will be learning Seif Tes, which is the last word of the page, and hopefully moving on from there. Ksha'oikim, says the Shulchan Aruch, when the Kohanim are oik, when they start walking. Now, the Rashi, the Tosfos, the Ran Kosu, Loyom Roisu Ad Omdu Lifnei Ateva. Let's leave this out for a moment. Kohanim Ragleim Lalois Leduchen Oimrim. The Kohanim, as they go up to Duchening, they say, Yairot Zayin, it should be the will. Milfonecho Hashem Eloikeinu, it should be the will of you Hashem. Shetehei Brocha Zu, that this bracha shetzivisonu, that you have commanded us, levorech to bench, has amcho, your nation, Yisrael, bracha shleima should be a complete bracha, v'lo yeba, and there shouldn't be michshol, any reason for stumbling, v'ovoin, and sin, me'ato from now v'adoylam until forever. That is the bracha, that is the tefillah, rather, that the Kohanim say as they go up to Duchening. Hu ma'arichim betefillah zu, and they extend this tefillah ad sheichal le'omein shaloidom mipnei atzibor, until the omein of moedim of the minyan is completed. Let's go back now to the first line, which says that the timing is not as we just said. Rather, the Ramos says, Rashi v'toyes v'ran kosu lo yoyma oyse ad omdu lifnei atzibor. You don't say, Shulchan Aruch says, you say it as you start walking towards the He disagrees and he says, no, you only start saying it when you are actually there. That's when we start saying. So there's a machloikas, Shulchan Aruch, and I believe it's the Ramo, when you actually say it. Rabbi Kagan, what is the minik?
Once
you're there. So as the Ramo says. Right. Okay. And indeed, Sifkot Lamed Mishneh Berurah says the following. Ad omluf ne'atevo v'chein ha-minik. That is the minik. Now, and the Kohanim will not say that as they are walking. They will only start saying it when they are standing in front of the Ohel HaKodesh v'omru, and they said Moedim. After that, they say this Yerotzin after Moedim, unlike the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Yud. Oimdim beduchan. The Kohanim, during the Duchening, they shall stand. Oimdim beduchan. Pneihem klape ha'eichol, their face, well, oimdim beduchan means initially they stand. Pneihem klape ha'eichol, their face towards the heichol, towards the, this way, towards Mizrach, in other words. V'achoireihem, and their backs, klape ha'om, facing the Yidden davening, the nation, the yard, the arm. Ve'etz bo'iseyem kfufim, and their fingers, kfufim literally means folded. Le'soich kapeyem, into their palms. Ad, until she'shliach tzibu mesai moedim. Until the she'shliach tzibu has completed moedim. So you start off going, what? Oh, so what does that mean? It's by same kfufim. Rabbi Kagan says, what does it mean? It's by same kfufim. So it's actually quite right. It doesn't literally mean you have to fold your fingers. It doesn't actually mean that. So if Kotel Lamed Beis in Mishneh Berurah explains, it's by same kfufim. Roitze loyma, it means she'einom tzrichim lifrois kapeim. It means as opposed to being stretched already. There's no halacha you need to fold your fingers. No. But it means as opposed to being stretched. At this point, they don't need to be stretched yet. So, I believe Mishavos says, you don't have to stretch the fingers yet. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, continue the following words, Ve'oz imem shnayim, then if there are two koyanim, koy Elohim, they are called koyanim. They are being called, and they say, and he says, koyanim. Says, and they should not say Eloikeinu v'Eloikei Aviseinu. Some say you don't say Eloikeinu v'Eloikei Aviseinu at all, and some say actually yes, you do say Eloikeinu v'Eloikei Aviseinu quietly and silently, pelachash ad milas, until you reach the word Koyhanim, And then, he says it because Rami says it loud. So one opinion says, the former opinion says, you don't say lekeni v'lekeni at all. You go straight away to the Birkas Kohanim. Others say, no, actually you will say the tefillah of lekeni v'lekeni at all, but you'll say it in mamash absolute silence until you reach the word the word Kohanim. When you reach the word Kohanim, you say it loud. Why would he say it loud? That's right, because of calling them, because of the requirement of calling them. Because Rami said loud. And after this is followed by saying the word Am Kedoshecha, Ka'omu Belachash, quietly, Vichenoyagim, Bemedinas Elu, and that is the meaning in our countries. Continues Shulchanuch, Machzirin, Pneim Klape. At that point, they will turn their faces Klape towards Am, the minion. Vemu Echot, and if there is merely one Koyain, present, he's not being called. Hello, only he's going to turn his face on his own. He doesn't need to be called at all. Yes.
If it's one coin, say
no. Correct. Right. So you don't need to call them up unless there's more than one coin. You'll see. The Kohanim know that they've Kohanim have a halacha. They go up from Ritzei onwards. They already hoiker agleim. So
if the shliach doesn't know, what's the chazaka? If he thinks there might be one, there might be two. He doesn't know.
They'll be there ready. They'll be ready. They'll be going up.
He says that they'll be up there.
They will be. Yeah. Yes.
Why
don't you say? Why don't you take a call up? We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. I think we'll see the Mishnah Berurah here. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Lamed Dalet addresses the following Shaila. Why is it that if there's more than Kohen, we say Kohanim? Why is it that it's not considered a Hefsek? Are you allowed in the middle of Shmuel Eser to interrupt by saying anything? You're not allowed to. It's considered a Hefsek, an interruption. So you're allowed to say Kohanim. Why are you allowed to? So Mishnah Berurah says Seif Katan Lamed Dalet the following. It's not considered an interruption in davening. Just like the Kohen normally, before saying the actual words, of course, the minig is that the Chazan actually says, Yivarecha, and then the Kohen says, Yivarecha, etc., etc. The Chazan says a word, which is then repeated by the Kohen. Why is that not considered a Hefsek? The answer is because it's necessary for the Kohanim it's part of the tefillah. So just as much as the chazan is allowed to say Yivarechecha and the Kohen repeats, so the word Yivarecha is not a hefsek. Similarly, also the crying out of Kohanim is not considered a hefsek. It's tzorech tefillah. It's a necessary, integral part of tefillah already. Yes, Moshe. Because the Kohen needs it, because to ensure that the Kohen is going to do a good job. We'll see more about that. We want to make sure that, just in case, don't know it by heart. Okay, but they can't hold, right? So, yeah. Yes. He forgets to stop for the Kohanim. Interesting, Shaila. He just goes past. Oh, he just carries on. Very good question. Very, very good question. What happens, Aboisai? I witnessed this once that the Shliach Tzibur, for some reason or another, forgot about Birkas Kohanim altogether. Have you ever seen such a thing? And I don't know if he forgot or he just didn't know where to stop. And he just moved on. And the Kohanim, they're standing like a clot. Hey, you've stolen my show. And he's there standing there. What are you meant to do? Are you meant to go back to the earlier part? Are you going to go back to Ratzei? Or are you meant to just leave it? Or are you meant to start to do tefillah, the Birkas Kohanim later on? What's the halacha? If it happened to you, how would you feel if that would happen? Imagine. Pardon? No, admittedly, yeah. Yeah. So interesting that the poskim say, I believe Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky was this asked the Shaila, or Rabbi Yashiv in fact, that if it was forgotten that you cannot do it at a later stage, Birkas Kohanim, that's actually a very important point. It's a critical point. Birkas Kohanim is part of the tefillah. It's part of Chazaras HaShatz. If you missed it, if it was missed, it's too late. It's too late. You cannot do Birkas Kohanim. Rabbi Yisrael, let's get together. Let's get together to Birkas Kohanim. Once you have missed the right place to do Birkas Kohanim, you cannot make up for it at a later stage. Yeah, good question. Very good question. Sif Katan Lamed Zayin in Mishneh Berurah. Sif Katan Lamed Zayin Mishneh Berurah. Umachzirin pneihem and their face, they turn their faces. Die Alfino Megemori Tlent in the Gemara. Shabirkas Kohanim Tzorich Lewis Ponim Keneged Ponim. Birkas Kohanim is learned in the Gemara, I think it's Gemara in Soita, that it has to be Ponim Keneged Ponim. It needs to be face to face. The face of the Kohanim do not need to be opposite the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan. Elo only, so his point is, you don't need to be facing the Chazan. Doesn't matter, it's not the main point. The main point is you need to be facing the Tzibur. That is the main point. Now, this really has to do leading us to another question, which the Mishneh Berurah discusses later, that we know that the bracha is, what's the bracha? Be'ava, which literally means that, let's see the words of the Mishneh, let's look at the words of Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud Aleph, and I'm going to be addressing a question on that. Kshemachzirin pneim klapayom, once they face, they turn their faces towards the minyan, you have sanctified us with the kedusha, with the heiligkeit of Aaron, Akoyin. Vetzivoni, you've commanded us levorech to bench as Amo Yisrael, your nation, Klal Yisrael be'avo, with love. So the question is that you see that Avo is an integral part of Birkas Kohanim. Avo is an integral part. So therefore, leads us to the question that I wanted to address, which is the following. What happens if there's a Kohen who wants to duchen, and that Kohen, you mamash, is really the whole minion, just can't stand him. He can't take this guy. Why him out of all people? He's totally, he's absolutely this unpopular. I don't know why he did wrong. Either he owes everybody money, or he just always, he makes such, nobody, I don't know, he really, really can't. What would you say? Can he do Birkas Kohanim or not? Oh, you need to be very good. You need to merutzel a call, Moshele says. He says, look, the chaz needs to be popular. People need to like him. So you say the Kohen as well. Yeah? You don't want a bracha of the Kohen? You're saying that. Surely it should be. So that's question number one. And question number two is, what happens if he doesn't just like that minion? He says, why did I end up in this minion? I just don't like the people over here. I can't, why here? I wish I would have not overslept. I wish I could live elsewhere. I wish I could daven elsewhere. There's not one person over here that I can talk to normally.
That's more of a problem.
He can walk out. No Birkas Kohanim. Let's not. So the Mishneh Berurah here is a very, very interesting Mishneh Berurah. And I'm in the Mishneh Berurah we started earlier, Sifkat Lamed Zayin. The Mishneh Berurah says as follows. It's just three lines before the Sifkat Lamed Ches. It says as follows. Haval koyen bari koyen. Shat tzibur soinim oi soy. If there's a tzibur that really hates the koyen. Oi. Alternatively. Who soines a tzibur? He hates the minion. He hates the people. Sakona hula koyen. It's a great danger for the koyen. Im yisakap if he duchens. So it's not only the point that you need to be merutzel akol. It's true. A chazan, we learned in previous simonim, somebody represents the minion, he needs to be popular. Yeah, it's true. Somebody acts on behalf of a minion, he needs to be popular. True, definitely. But beyond that, that's not the point over here. Here is an additional point. That the koyein, if he is hated, or if he hates people, it is a sakana for him to say the bracha of how can you say, I really want to bestow on you brachas, I want to bench you, I bless you with all the possible goodness that can be in this world, and really you can't hate. That's a great sakana. I believe, I didn't see this anywhere, but why do you think it's a sakana? What's the vault? Why is he a danger? I understand that it's dishonest, but why is it in danger? Nebuchadnezzar is a danger? We don't normally find the Bukhla Torah the expression of danger. That's interesting. Yeah, I hear that. I don't know for sure. What do you think? Why is it sakana? I have a feeling it has to do with the fact that if you're ironic about something, you say you're saying something, and not only the element of a lie, but it's like, but I don't mean av over here. So the element of this it's like sarcastic, it's like the ironic element in it, which probably pushes, like goes back, and then it bounces back as a sakona. I think that's what it is, because you don't mean they're good, so you obviously mean the opposite, chas v'shalom. And that's why it's probably a sakona. Probably something along those lines. But, interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah speaks to the Mishnah Berurah that teaches us good middos. This is the Mishnah Berurah that teaches us good middos. Because what the Mishnah Berurah finishes off, he says, V'lochein, yeitzei, l'mebeis ha-knesses, koidem retzei. We learned earlier that the whole obligation of Birkas Kohanim starts during retzei. Before that, the mitzvah doesn't really start yet. Mishnah Berurah says, go out before retzei. Fair enough, that we understand. But more importantly than that, the Mishnah Berurah then says, im ein yochel lochuf et yitzroi, unless he can do his avodas aminutz. He can be koifas his yetzera, velehosin to remove a sinner, his hit milibo from his heart. So ideally, you should try to work on your midas. You know, you really can't take it. Just for 1 minute, think about the good of a person. Just for 1 minute, and then you'll be able to make the bracha. You'll be able to bench them. You'll be alright. If you can't do that, then enochinam, we go out of the best medrash before they reach the say. But the Mishnah Berurah, I think, most importantly teaches us: if you really don't like somebody, you can work on yourself. It's not that if you don't like somebody, you're always going to be, in German it's an expression. You also say in English that you've got a memory of an elephant, that if somebody did something bad to you once, you never forget it. Is that an expression in English? Memory of an elephant, yeah, did you say that? Don't know where that comes from exactly. Never tested the memory skills of an elephant. But okay, that's so. You say that, just because you don't like somebody, work on yourself, and try to like him and make a bracha with your real heart. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah says, that's very interesting. That's Sifkot Mem, says the Mishnah Berurah. It says very much. So we learned that Kshemachzir, Pneim, Knape, Om, the Shulchan Aruch said, that you make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mem says the following, that's the last line of the page. Kshemachzir, Pneim, Yesh, Veyesh, Marishonim, Shisviralu. There are Rishonim who hold. The bracha zu, Mevachin, you say that, Koidem, before Kshemachzir, Pneim, before you turn around. Ve Amedaktikin, and the ones who are really medactic, yoytzi nideishneim, they want to be yoytzi and fulfill all the opinions. Tahainu shemaschilin abrocha, when they start the brocha, be'oid shepneim klape ahichol, when they are still facing the Aron HaKodesh, hovesoich abrocha, and in the middle of the brocha, machzirim pneim, they turn their faces, klape ha'om, towards the nation, and they complete the bracha. Very much as you're suggesting, Rabbi Kagan, our resident Kohen Godel, that you start the bracha when you're facing the Aron HaKodesh, but there are people who say you should say the bracha. So basically, we have an opinion that says you turn around before the bracha. So opinion says they turn around after the bracha. You know, to be yotze all the days, what do? We start the bracha facing the Aron HaKodesh. We turn around mid bracha. And then, by the end of the bracha, you face the tzibbos. You're it's older opinion. Is that the minik? See, if you'd base in Shulchan Aruch, no, actually, Mem Aleph is a probably important Mishnah Berurah as well. Mevachin, I just call him Mevachin. Every kohen makes a bracha. Veloi and not she'echad yivorech. That one makes a bracha. V'achem yanu amen. So every kohen has an obligation of making a bracha. Don't rely on the next kohen next to you. It's not shemei kohen. All those Torahs don't apply over here. You make, every coin makes a bracha independently. Yeah. Question? No. See, you can't, the minig is that every coin makes a bracha. Every minig is that every coin makes a bracha. More kohanim, I wonder, I wonder, generally there's an inyan of Rav Am. I wonder if this applies to Birkas Kohanim as well. Do you have a svara why it shouldn't apply? Very interesting svara. The only tzushtel I can think of, which may or may not be a comparison, is that Chayotim does say there's an inyan of davening with the greater minyan. If you have a minyan of 12 yidden, or you can go to a minyan of 150 people, you should lechatchila go to a big minyan. If possible, if feasible, if convenient. Yeah. I hear. It's a good shahada. Interesting, however. Seif Yud Beis. Magbin Yedeyem. They raise their hands. Keneged Kifsoisehem. On the height of their shoulders. Magbin Yad Yemonis Ktsas Lemalo. And they raise their right hand slightly over their left hand. Now, smallest than the left one. Is that the minik? Slightly over the left hand. Mea smolis, then the left hand. Ve poishtin yedeyem, they stretch their hands. Ve cholkin, and they spread, they open up, etzboisem, their fingers. Umechavnim, and they intend, lasois to do, to create chamisha avirim, five equal spaces. Yeah, we'll see soon a bit more on that. Do you want to ask something? Yeah. Good question. We'll get to that as well. Mitzvah Shem. There's a Mishnah Berurah on that. I believe. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Mem Beis. There is. That's right. Mishnah Bochus. That's right. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Magbim Yedeim. Degamrina Bochusu Madiksiv. Vayiso Aroin. Has Yodov El Ha'om Vayevorchem. The Gemara says it's meant from a pasuk. V'yisa Aaron is Yodoy. Aaron okay lifted his hands. V'vochem and he benched them. Harei the tzorich nesiyas adam. You see from that pasuk that the hands have to be stretched and heightened. V'haikra and in this pasuk aksiv Yodoy. Rebbe shtorich lagbir yoyse Yodoy achas. He doesn't. It says Yodoy. So you see that one hand is slightly higher than the other, and that teaches that the right hand is higher than the other. Mistomei yimonis. So you see that because it's a yodoi, that one hand is higher than the other. Okay, fine. We'll stop over here for tonight. Let's just recap what we learned. We learned about the Yerotzen that is being said as you go up to Duchen. Although the Shulchan Aruch said that you say the Yerotzen on your way up to Duchen, the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is to say it when you are actually there. You stand during Birkas Kohanim and you face the Heichal and the back is towards the Minyan. Initially, when the Bracha are said, the fingers are folded. And then at the end of Moedim, Kohanim are being called, unless there is only one, in which in that instance nothing is being said. Sometimes, Then there is a mach. Shulchan Aruch says that you will say the bracha and then turn around. Mishnah Berurah says that medaktikim turn around in the middle of the bracha, and Shulchan Aruch says that you raise your hand, the right hand slightly more than the left one, and you stretch your fingers out, and you intend to make five spaces between the fingers. More on this, Birkas Kohanim tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem.